are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
Now see, this is a perfect day for you to be sitting in your Adirondack chair on the back patio, tuned into Rosie on the House with a notepad, taking notes about what project you're going to tackle whenever you get around to it. This is the perfect day. This is so nice. I wonder if I'm going to be able to do my Tom Thumb hike tomorrow. What's the weather radar say? How long is it supposed to go? It's supposed to be all afternoon, for sure.
I thought it was supposed to be all weekend.
No, hot dog. Maybe I won't get my Tom Thumb hike in tomorrow. Okay, we've got Tim and Derek and Bob. One open line if you'd like to jump on. We're going to get to callers right away. 1-888-767-4348. Let me just say this before we go to the first caller, that we are running a contest at rosieonthehouse.com. We're having a little bit of fun with this, okay? It is the 2017 Great Plumbing Bowl. Get it? Plumbing Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? I think it's hilarious. The 2017 Plumbing Bowl Contest. And we went out to our plumbing friends at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. And we said, guys, we want y'all to film or recreate some of the most interesting plumbing jobs you have to tackle.
We had to pick plumbing for this industry?
Yeah, you know? So it's the first annual Great Plumbing Bowl. Being a plumber is a challenging and can be a rewarding career. There are a lot of urgent, shall we say, situations that come up as a plumber, right? Okay. So I asked Ben Franklin Plumbers to give us a glimpse of the life in the day-to-day activities of a plumber. So they all sent us videos, and now we're judging. We're asking you, the listening audience, to judge the three finalists. So you go to thegreatplumbingbowl.com, thegreatplumbingbowl.com. You'll see three videos. They're not long. They're all just a couple minutes long. And just vote for one, two, and three. These are all plumbers from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. And
watch the video.
One of the contestants that didn't make it into the final says, well, is there any way you can post all of them that were entered? And we'll explore that. I don't know if we can or not, but these are the three finals.
After the contest is over, that way there's no
confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, three finalists are up there now. Go to thegreatplumbingbowl.com. The three finalists, you'll see Dave, Joseph, and Hiro. Three plumbers with three great
and
videos.
What is there like a first, second, third place prize? What happens?
Well, the first place prize is Benjamin Franklin gives these guys a nice little spiff, and then we give them one of our Arizona Rosie on House staycations.
We're going to give one of these guys. Nice.
Yes. So
wow.
One of the plumbers get to take a sweetheart and go off for 3 or 4 days.
Excellent.
All expense paid. So there was a lot of creativity put into this because they were all very excited about trying to win that.
They've got a paid-for vacation
yes,
on the line
do.
Here. Nice.
All right, let's get to Derek calling from Tucson. We'll take Tim after that. Tim is busy sending us pictures of his tile, and as I expand those views, I think I know exactly what's going wrong with Tim. But let's take Derek first. He's been on hold the longest, calling from Tucson. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. I have a question about putting pavers or some kind of ground cover in my front yard, in my courtyard.
Okay.
And it's a big horseshoe shape. It's about 20 by 30. And I'm afraid a couple roofs angles dump into that courtyard. But I wanted to put pavers or flagstone or something down. I'm concerned it's going to turn into a swimming pool if I don't grade it properly or get some kind of, I'm not sure if a French drain is the right term. Somehow I got to get that water out of there before it fills up 2 or 3 or 4 inches with the rain that we're going to get.
Yeah, you will, Derek, and good for you for thinking ahead. And I'll tell you, one of the areas I would look into is Bellegarde Paver makes a permeable paver that it installs a little bit different than the standard paver. and it's actually designed. People think when they put a paver patio down that the water's going to leak through it, but that's not true. Pavers installed correctly disperse about 80% of the surface water that falls on top of them. But they have a product called permeable pavers that actually allows the water to saturate through the joints between the pavers and actually allows the water to re-enter the water table, which is a great concept. A lot of cities are using it, and long driveways are being put in this way. Take a look at that, and it may beat the need to do any plumbing with French drains that drain to daylight or into some kind of holding seepage pit. I'd go and I'd research that first before I looked at seepage pit and sump pumps and all that business.
Very good. And I didn't see pavers or even, there's not much landscaping in that that website, the cost versus
cost versus value.
There's one project there called Backyard Patio, and it's a new project they added just this year.
Yep. That's interesting. On that, I went to that website while I was on hold.
Okay.
There's only one single project that has 100% cost recoup.
And, you know, that's an important point. People think that they're going to put money in their house and get 100% back. And the 100%, as I recall, is attic insulation, and that's only if you live in the Northeast.
Yeah. I think we have to break it down into the regional. And yeah, they do have a Tucson I looked at the Tucson. I downloaded. It's 13 pages.
Good.
I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing.
Okay.
While I was on hold.
Okay. What project did you see that was the 100%?
It is attic insulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody reads that with a grain of salt, because that's one of the projects we don't generally recommend in Arizona, because insulation contractors are all out there saying you need an R60, and you don't. If you've got an R38 installed correctly, you've got more than what you need. You're in good shape. It's properly installed. R38 is much more important than R60. So, Derek, but it is interesting. There's some of those projects that only return a 30% of their investment.
Sure. I was thinking about getting up in my attic and putting that foil along the roof rafters facing up, I think.
Derek, you just exposed yourself as a new Rosie on the House listener. That aluminum foil, radiant barrier, there's a place for radiant barrier, but Derek, I promise you, it's not at your house.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there are contractors that go around and tell you, we're going to save you so much money.
Uh-huh.
We're
going to
put window tint on your windows,
yeah, uh-huh,
the special barrier in your attic,
yep,
and then something else, maybe triple pane windows. I don't know.
And triple pane windows. And I was just at the Pella showroom yesterday, and they said, Rosie, we don't even use triple pane down here in Arizona. It's only great for really cold, cold climates. And I told him, I said, yeah, but it's also great on a busy street or if you live next to a stupid Harley Davidson shop, you know.
For a sound barrier.
But you're not
going to insulation.
You're not going to get any good out of it for insulation. So
you better watch your language. You're going to piss off some bike riders.
Last time I said that, one guy said he's never going to listen again. If I can't have a sense of humor about noisy Harley Davidsons, he can't have a sense of humor about Rosie on the House. Listen, Derek, you're going to be glad you found us, and you're going to be glad you found our website. If you're looking to conserve money and save electricity at your home, many of the things you just listed will accomplish absolutely nothing. Nothing, or actually create a bigger problem. So proceed with caution. Get in there and take a look at the Bellegarde Paver site. You can go up and talk to Joe at Oldcastle Superlight up on, how far north is that, buddy? Is that, not Prince, it's north of Prince, just a little bit. Right off the highway.
Mm-hmm. Is it as far as Ina?
I don't think so.
Not quite
as far.
Not
that far.
So Marvell also sells Bellegarde.
Okay, perfect.
They're down closer south of Prince off of 10. So either Superlight, Oldcastle, or Marvell both sell Bellegarde. And
the Bellegarde permeable paver is the one you're going to want to look into.
And if you've got two slopes coming into a courtyard, you might look at gutters as well. And rain harvesting is very popular in Tucson because of they're just at that point. They get enough rain, it makes sense. Maricopa County, it can be hard to justify,
yeah,
But the results are a lot better in Pinal and Pima County. Now, one additional thing on your energy savings. With modern-day science, you can calculate your projected savings on energy. We've got that technology now. So whoever you are listening right now, if somebody's selling you all these things, just know we can calculate the estimated savings, and then you can see your calculated return on investment. And a lot of times, we did it one time on air with a gal that was sold something. It was like a
radiant barrier. They were selling her radiant barrier for $6 a square foot.
I wasn't going to totally bash the exact industry, but it was like a 320-year
payback.
Yeah. I can think of a lot more things to invest my money in that's got a better payoff than 300.
And she told us she was 82 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crooks.
Get my dander going up right here. Let's see if we can bring Tim in, who sent us in some pictures to look at of some tile situation. Tim, calling from Gilbert. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. Good. So tell me the story of this tile job here I'm looking at.
Well, we started in November with 6x24-inch tiles.
Yep.
And they started putting in the great room, and then they've noticed that about 300 square feet, the tile wasn't square. It was 6 1/4, 6 1/4, and 6 1/8 in the middle.
Yep.
So they had to stop, and we did it. The manufacturer agreed to give us for 50 cents more a foot. We went to 9x36-inch tile.
Okay.
And now it's been going on since right a little bit before Christmas, about the first week in December with that tile. And then we put the tile down, and then every time they leave, we notice that it's chipped or great, and they're replacing it, but it's going on since before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now they're done with the tile job, and these three pictures you sent me are just...
No, they're working today.
I'm sorry?
They're in here working today still, replacing more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's...
Yeah, we're sitting out in the backyard enjoying the Arizona rain.
There you go. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, Tim, here's what it looks like to me in the picture. There is a chip on one of these tile that is right along the grout line, and it has no grout in it. That tells me that tile has been chipped since it's been installed. But the very next picture is a chipped tile that, from what I can tell, does have grout in it, which tells me that was chipped prior to it being grouted. So the one of the dilemmas with the tile you've picked is it's fairly dark color, and the color is only on the surface. So when that particular tile chips, you're actually then seeing the body of the tile, and which is a different color. So that's one argument when you're going for porcelain tiles, to get a tile that's the same color through and through. So I'm not going to be able to help you as far as establishing responsibility for this. The pictures you've sent me certainly helped, but boy, it's heartbreaking to be going through what's essentially now a three-month tile job and still not have it done and still having product chip. I would, I don't know. I'm not sure what I would do at the point that they have them all replaced that are chipped. I hate to say it, but possibly get some carpet runners over the high traffic, high use areas of the tile floor and try and protect it as best you can.